Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
There is no sense in pretending.
Mr. Petty bringing us back. Tom Petty, that is. This is Heartbreakers in the background. 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book is The Age of the Customer is ageofthecustomer.com. Diana Furchgott-Roth is our guest, our good friend, director of Manhattan Institute's economics21.org website, economics21.org. Check that website out, folks. Very important. Diana, thanks again for hanging out with us. Recently, you published an article about a week or so ago on what you call the 5 reasons to counter climate change regulations. Now, before you get to those, I want to read something. Folks, I want to read this. This is a quote. I'm going to quote exactly from President Obama. He made this speech at the UN. For the immediate challenges that we gather to address this week, terrorism, instability, inequality, disease, the one issue that will require, that will define this century more dramatically than any other, than all those, more than terrorism, inability, instability, equality, disease, more than all of those, he said, the thing that would define us more than dramatically than any is the urgent and the growing threat of climate change. Diana Furchgott-Roth, what ball game is he watching?
Well, he's certainly not watching the Ebola pandemic sweeping through Africa or the new cases in Dallas. And he's certainly not watching the declining labor force participation rate or the economy that's stuck at 2% growth. He's really out in a world of his own, I would say, that is divorced from the realities and the views of the American people.
Even people who would be predisposed to be on his side, who are out across America, they're sitting at the kitchen table. They don't understand what he means when he says climate change is the biggest thing. Their biggest concern is, how am I going to feed my family?
Exactly. Where's my next job coming from? Am I going to lose my job? Those are people's big issues right now.
Now you have five. You pointed out 5 reasons why the climate change regulations that he's proposing should not be imposed. Talk to us about those.
Well, one of them is that we are responsible for a declining share of greenhouse gas emissions.
The United States is.
16%.
The United States is.
That's right. The United States is, and it's going down. China and India are responsible for more. So if we cut back, but China and India do not cut back, and they have shown no intention of cutting back
They won't even attend the meetings.
Exactly. Their heads of state didn't even attend the meetings, and it wouldn't do any good to the climate. It would just hurt us. Just if we put in place these measures that President Obama wants.
I want to add something to what you just said, folks. Why Diana just said about America's declining carbon footprint. The truth is, a little bit more to that, I should say, is that we are now at 1990 carbon levels, which were the Kyoto standards that they wanted us to sign on to, which we didn't sign on to, but then turned around and made happen, Diana, without having to sign a global agreement. The United States made that happen. No other country has accomplished that, has it?
I don't have all the details of all the countries, but I believe that that is true. What's really important is that our air is getting cleaner every day. And you can look at the Environmental Protection Agency website and see that.
Right.
In terms of all these different emissions, carbon dioxide,
right,
nitrogen, sulfur, all those, we are going down steadily over the past 20 years.
Another point that you made in your article I want you to talk about ties into what we talked about in the previous segment, which is that when you impose new carbon regulations, that is, folks, that's an automatic increase in energy prices, which contributes to the income inequality, which contributes to the problems of the unemployed, the things we were just talking about, Diana.
Exactly. And it also contributes to this other thing, Jim, which is that if we increase our costs of carbon here, and so manufacturing goes offshore to China and India, the same greenhouse gas emissions are created. It's just they're moving. Mm-hmm. They've moved to China and India because China and India have no intention of cutting back. So it's cutting off our nose to spite our face. It doesn't do the climate any good because the same amount of greenhouse gas emissions are coming. In fact, it's probably worse because factories in China and India are less efficient than factories here in the United States.
Well,
so in fact, it makes climate change worse rather than better. It raises the cost here, drives our manufacturing offshore. We have fewer jobs here. China and India do better.
And there's another thing there, and I pointed this out in an article I wrote about a year ago about this, Diana, and that is that if the United States, if every country in the world signed on to these climate change regulations, the United States is the only one in the world that would absolutely follow every one of those. So many other countries would not follow them. They break their promise to follow them. They would make America uncompetitive. Now, Diana, the reason I say
it's true.
The reason I say the United States would be the only ones because no other country has the legal system we do, where climate change zealot organizations could take the country, industries and the country to court and make
exactly.
them comply.
That's right. I mean, just look at France. It signed this deficit reduction. It signed that agreement to have deficit only 3% of GDP. It's way above that now. Shows no
right.
signs of getting there.
Right. That's exactly right. So, folks, the problem, there's so many issues with the United States signing on to any kind of a global agreement or having our own climate change regulations. It's just what it's doing is it's making the United States less competitive, and it hurts. It hurts regular folks out across the country and increases the inequality. When we come back, I'm going to get Diana to talk to us some more about some of the issues, including this. The president keeps pushing the minimum wage increase. What's that all about? We'll talk about that after these messages. Tintail, Diana's website, by the way, folks, is economics21.org.
And I'll be at your side forever.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.